Good Thursday morning, everybody. In this segment, I'm going to bring on an author. In fact, she's been on the program before, Cindy Thompson, who's joining us. She has just released the third book in her Ellis Island series. This is called Sophia's Tune, and she is with us today. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back here on WATD. All right, tell us about, for those of us that don't know, this is the third, the Ellis Island series. What are these series of books all about?
Well, they're about immigrants who came through Ellis Island. The first one, Grace's Pictures, the second one, Annie's Stories, and then this new one, Sophia's Tune. And they all live together in one boarding house called Hawkins House. And so it's their stories and their adventures coming over to America.
Wow, pretty exciting. Now, I understand in the first two, they were Irish, and we've got a twist here now. We've got time to find out about Italian background in the new one, right?
Yes. Sophia is an Italian immigrant, and at the time of this book, it's 1903, the Italians were the largest immigrant group that came over. So I didn't want to not include them. So this is the Italian story. It was a little bit different because I had to get her into Hawkins House, which was easier for the Irish immigrants because the Irish women came over alone many times and worked as housekeepers. But the Italians came over in family groups. So it was fun to explore this aspect.
So tell us a little bit about Sophia.
She works at a sheep factory. And she helped support her family, which is what a lot of these immigrants did at the time. Mm-hmm. But her mother, she finds out a secret, which her parents were keeping from her, a family secret. And that sends her mother into a terrible mental state. And that requires Sophia to have to leave the home.
Wow. And obviously at that time, we're still trying to finally learn and more about mental illness and to properly treat those affected by it. Obviously, this was the turn of the 20th century, so quite a different time in the world, right?
It was, and it was an interesting time to explore because we were right on the cusp, historically, of treating mental illness. So they were still sending people away, and yet there were medical advances at the time where they were starting to understand a little bit better, so there were new treatments available. So they're right in between there, and that creates an interesting story to explore in a novel.
Now, so this is the third in the Ellis Island series. For folks that have read either Grace's Pictures or Annie's Stories, will they recognize any of those characters from those books in Sophia's Tune?
Yes. In fact, Annie has a big part in this story. I left off Annie's Stories where she's creating, her dream is to create a library. And so that continues on in this story. So we get to hear more about that. They also Mrs. Hawkins because they're still living in that boarding house, and so they're still all there together. And Grace and Owen from the first book, they make an appearance too, along with some of the minor characters. People might remember the pastor in the story, Reverend Clark, and Eileen, who was Annie's cousin, is Sophia's roommate in this story. And one other character, which is briefly mentioned in the second book, Joey is Sophia's brother, and readers might not have noticed because it was a very short mention at the end, but then that continues in the third book. So these books can be read alone. You don't have to read them in order, but there are ties throughout them.
Okay.
Wow. Now, Sophia's Tune is, when we hear that, Sophia's Tune, does she play an instrument or sing? What's the significance of the title?
There is a lot of music in this book. The male character, Antonio, is a vaudeville musician, pianist, and I have some other characters. So the music is a big part of this story, but tune refers to the phrase changing your tune. When things don't work out like you maybe had expected, hopefully you'll embrace a different direction and change the direction of your life, and that's what Sophia has to do in this story.
Wow, giving us a sense of the world as it was back then, with people coming over to the United States to maybe fulfill their dreams and their hopes. And of course, as you know, Cindy, immigration seems to be a topic we're still talking about today. But you also have to have the characters dealing with, as we know, unfortunately, still bigotry and stereotypes just as there are today, also very common back then, correct?
Yes, there were stereotypes, especially about the Italians. Of course, anybody who didn't speak English who looked a little different, the Americans were a little suspicious of. And so there were, they did stereotype Italians as thinking every young Italian male was in a gang, and Sophia's brother Joey deals with that stereotype a little bit in this story.
Wow. All right. And Sophia's Tune is the latest and follows the first two books. As we mentioned, you don't have to read the first two, obviously, in order. But we have Grace's Pictures, Annie's Stories, and this new one we're very excited to have Cindy on to talk about is called Sophia's Tune.
And we want to say thank you very much for being on the show this morning. And one quick question, will we see more from the Ellis Island series in the future?
I'm planning to do a short, like, novella that's kind of a prequel that tells Mrs. Hawkins' story, but that's not something that I'm going to sell. I'm going to offer that to my newsletter subscribers for free when I get that done.
Oh,
so
okay.
People want to come to my website, cindyswriting.com, and sign up for my newsletter, then they'll be able to get that.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, great. cindyswriting.com. That's Cindy's website. That's easy to remember. cindyswriting.com. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.